When the Museum of Modern Art in New York appointed its first poet laureate earlier this year, it chose Kenneth Goldsmith. He works with found texts. That is, he takes bits of writing from different sources and reconstitutes it as poetry, his own poetry. Goldsmith started out as a visual artist in college at the Rhode Island School of Design, then in New York City in the 1980s.
It was the time of the AIDS crisis, and I was making political work that dealt with fear and numbers and death and government and politics. I was making kind of hard political statements. And, you know, I thought that those were effective. But at the same time, I was becoming disillusioned. I mean, there were people that were involved in the AIDS movement that were doing die-ins in front of City Hall and going to jail, which seemed to me to be actually very effective. And so to be a guy kind of, you know, in the studio, I felt like a bit of an armchair activist.
But Goldsmith's sculptures were popular with collectors, and he promptly became successful.
I was showing in the best galleries, showing internationally. I was making a fortune. I had a team of studio assistants. I was barely making my own work. Instead, what I had become was a businessman, which was great at first. And then it became like running a small business. Then one day I woke up and said, "This is not what I wanted to be an artist for. I did this so I wouldn't have to become a businessman." And I kind of freaked out and stopped doing what I was doing because I was absolutely miserable. It was a dream to become a wildly successful artist, but watch out what you wish for. I just stopped. I stopped producing art. I laid off everybody and began looking for another way to be. Now, the solution to that way out came in the form of a book that I had perused when I was a student. It was a funny little book by John Cage called Silence. John Cage was the rare mix of musician and philosopher. The philosophers would dismiss him as a musician, and the musicians would dismiss him as a philosopher. Cage basically took a bunch of notes, threw them into a hat, and threw them out onto a musical staff and played them and challenged us to find the beauty in what we had previously dismissed as mere randomness. So I pick up this book by John Cage called Silence, which is a collection of essays that he had published in 1961. He had written these essays some 20 years earlier. So I bought the book and I went home and began reading it and began seeing that there was a whole other way to be an artist in the world other than that which I was taught. He says, "I am here and there is nothing to say. If among you are those who wish to get somewhere, let them leave at any moment. What we require is silence, but what silence requires is that I go on talking." So he's abandoning the ego-driven idea that the artist has something to say. Another quote says that very clearly, probably the most famous Cage quote of all. He says, "I have nothing to say, and I am saying it, and that is poetry as I need it." Art should be about freedom, but it's often based in fear. Fear of what other people will think, fear of not adequately expressing ourselves. Certainly there was a lot of fear around my production. You know, I was trying to assert myself. I thought I had to say a lot. And I was bending over backwards to make big statements. And Cage kind of gave me license back again to become an artist by doing less and saying less and fearing less. So after going through this transformation, I realized that I wanted to be a freer type of artist, which led me to poetry. And so I began just kind of reframing texts that already exist, weather reports.
Now the official 1010 Winds AccuWeather four-day forecast, and meteorologist John Ferrick has a live report.
Breezy and warm for this afternoon, sunshine and some clouds. The high up to 84, pretty nice afternoon for this time.
Currently, winds out of the east at 7 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 96%, 58 degrees in Midtown, heading for 66. If we listen to the weather report every day on 1010 Winds, we will find language, you know, swept up in classical ideas of weather and the four seasons and eternity and repetition, all within that 1 minute 1010 Winds weather report. So I took a year of those. I just taped them off the radio for an entire year. I transcribed them and made a very, very beautiful narrative of the four seasons as expressed through commercial radio. Now, you know, I had to get a day job because poetry didn't pay the bills. And I've since never have been able to live on my poetry. But to me, it was that freedom that made me feel like the kind of artist that I needed to be instead of the kind of artist that I thought I should be. You know, it's giving up a kind of control. But when we give up things, we get something else. And I think that's Cage's message.
Kenneth Goldsmith is the first poet laureate at the Museum of Modern Art. Our story was produced by Krista Ripple. Is there some book or song or movie that's had that kind of lasting impact on your life? If so, tell us about it at studio360.org, and we might share your story on the air.